हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा रामा राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा रामा राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे रामा रामा राम हरे हरे। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जाए, श्रीमद् भागवतम की जाए, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतीर्नैष्टिकी। So, reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 24, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, text number 62. Yasmin satkarna piyushe yashas tirta vare sakret. श्रोत्रांजलिर उपस्पृश्य धुनुते कर्मवासनाम् यस्मिन् सत्कर्ण पीयूषे यशस्तीर्थावरे सकृत् श्रोत्रांजलिरुपस्पृश्या धुनुते कर्मवासनम् यस्मिन् सत्कर्ण पीयूषे यशस्तितावरे सकृत् श्रोत्रांजलिरुपस्पृश्या धुनुते कर्मवासनाम् यस्मिन् सत्कर्ण पीयूषे यशस्तीर्थावरे सकृत् श्रोत्रांजलिरुपस्पृश्या धुन्युते कर्मवासनाम् यस्मिन् सत्कर्ण पीयूषे यशस्तीर्थावरे सकृत् धुनुते कर्म वासना अस्मिन् सत्कर्म पीयूषे यशस्तीर्थावरे सकृत् श्रोत्रांजलि उपस्पृश्या धुनुते कर्म वासना यस्मिन् सत्कर्म पीयूषे यशस्तीर्थावरे सकृत् श्रोत्रांजलिरुपस्पृशा धुनुते कर्म वासना मतजिस् यस्मिन् सत्कर्म पीयूषे यशस्तीर्थावरे सकृत् श्रोत्रांजलिरुपस्पृश्या धुनुते कर्म वासना यस्मिन् इन् द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्टिविटीज ऑफ कृष्ण अपॉन द सर्फेस ऑफ द अर्थ Satkarna Piyushe, who pleases the demands of the transcendental purified ears. Yashastirthavare, keeping oneself in the best of holy places, by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord. Sakrit, once only, immediately. Shrotra Anjali, in the form of hearing the transcendental message. Upasprishya, touching, exactly like the water of the Ganges. Dunyute, destroys. Karma Vasanam, the strong desire for fruitive activities. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. translation. Simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. Please repeat. Simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. When the devotees orally receive the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as enacted in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, they immediately achieve a transcendental vision in which they are no longer interested in materialistic activities. Thus, they achieve freedom from the material world. For sense gratification, practically everyone is engaged in materialistic activities, which prolong the process of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease. But the devotee, simply by hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and further relishing the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, becomes so pure that he no longer takes interest in materialistic activities. At the moment, devotees in the Western countries are being attracted by Krishna consciousness and becoming uninterested in materialistic activities. And therefore, people are trying to oppose this movement. But they cannot possibly check this movement or stop the activities of the devotees in Europe and America by their artificial impositions. Here the words Shrotaranjalir Upaspishya indicate that simply by hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord, the devotees become so pure that they are immediately immune to the contamination of materialistic fruitive activities. Anyabilashita shunyam. Materialistic activities are unnecessary for the soul, and therefore the devotees are freed from such activities. The devotees are situated in liberation, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate, and therefore they cannot be called back to their material homes and materialistic activities. This chant, Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sarvana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Hare Krishna. So, thank you for this opportunity to allow me to speak Bhagavatam today in the assembly of wonderful Vaishnavas in Mayapur. I seek all of your blessings of senior devotees So I may say something useful for the benefit of everybody, including myself. This verse is about hearing, Shravanam. So it speaks about the potency of Krishna Katha essentially. And this verse evolves from a few verses from the first canto, second chapter, The Glories of Devotional Service, where it is mentioned how the hearing is becoming more effective and ultimately the material desires and attachments, they are cut from the knot. So the first verse is goes like this: Sushrusho Shadda Danasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Shyan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Titani Shevanat. So by serving the great devotees of the Lord, the interest to hear about Krishna, it is manifesting. So it's starting with service. When there is a desire to serve pure devotees who have already realized this knowledge, then we are actually manifesting this desire to actually hear. And then the next verse goes like this: Srinivatam Svakata Krishna Punyashravana Kirtana Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhritsatam. So when we develop the urge to hear, then Krishna sitting in the heart is personally cleaning our hearts. And the key point, there is a key point in every verse. And the key point in this verse is those who develop the urge to hear. For those devotees, Krishna is personally cleaning all the materialistic tendencies in the heart. And the previous verse, the key word is those who are eager to do service. They are developing interest to hear. And those who are developing interest to hear, and Krishna is personally actually purifying the devotee. And the next verse is the one we just chanted, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. So when the devotee is hearing Bhagavatam in the assembly of Vaishnavas regularly, then the taste develops, and the materialistic activities are being diminished further and further. Then a few verses down the line, there is another verse that speaks about Shravanam, where the materialistic root, attachments and any connection with fruitive activities, its desire, it is cut from the knot. That means when the knot is cut, then there is nothing left at all. So it's all beginning from the service, and service of pure devotees. And we have to be eager to serve, to develop taste in hearing Krishna Katha, and the potency of Krishna Katha is manifested naturally. So, and one way to serve pure devotees is by reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada said that reading my books is a great service you can do. It is Shravanam itself. Reading and hearing both are non-different. And you're associating with Srila Prabhupada when you read Prabhupada's books, and you're doing a great service already. So just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, the humility is manifesting naturally. And then when the humility is there, then the message is absorbed properly. Otherwise, you just hear through one ear and it just goes through the other ear. And coming back to this verse, the key thing for this verse in the verse itself is when we hear through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires. So then the question becomes, so we actually need to have purified transcendental ears for the medicine to work from hearing about the Lord. And sadhana bhakti is a gradual process, and there is definitely an effect, just like sometimes we perform indirect devotional service and still we get the benefit. So to reach the stage of purification, when one gives up his designations, the upadhis, then the purification is happening very nicely. This is the beginning of purification, is when one gives up his or her material designations. And so how is it that we can have purified transcendental ears? So then when we are doing service and then we develop the eagerness, and Krishna is helping us clean the heart personally, sitting in the heart, and we develop the taste, then, you know, it's the effect is there very much. So we follow through the process. We want to chant very purely. We want to chant the pure name, and we sit down, we start chanting, and the mind is going here and there. But when we actually sit down and with an anukalpa, with a firm conviction that I want to hear the names that I chant, I want to be attentive, and I want to be in a prayerful mood, then the potency is manifested multiple times. And though we cannot immediately feel the purification, it is happening. And with time, it is naturally manifesting. So this is the same process. So we should hear. The potency of the Krishna Katha is already there. And especially this verse is saying that it's like just like touching, just like doing achaman. When you just touch the water of the Ganges, the sins are getting destroyed just like that. So when you just begin to hear, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this verse is that the ears are like cupped hands that are holding this water, that are receiving this transcendental message, just like we take the water of the Ganges in our hands. The ears are described as the cupped hands which are actually receiving this transcendental message. And just by touching the message of Krishna, just by hearing his glories, just by beginning to hear his glories, this potency is manifesting. It is actually purifying us very much. And it is acting, like one devotee describes, like an antiseptic and also prophylactic. That means it is making us immune to materialistic activities. At the same time, it is preventing or stopping the increase of our material desires. So it's acting in both ways. And His Grace Harisauri Prabhu was speaking on this verse just a few weeks ago to the Russian devotees at MCS. And I just want to repeat a few wonderful points he made in his class. Prabhu mentioned that Prabhupada wrote the purport for this verse in January of 1976. And at this time, there was this deprogramming mission that was happening in America on a large scale, where the devotees were taken back by their parents to their homes, and they were given some psychological treatments, trying to bring them back to their old materialistic ways. They were forced to eat meat, drink alcohol, and do all these things that they were doing before. And though they were of age, 16 or 18 years, where they were considered adults and they could practically do whatever they want, they went to the court and actually got an order from the jury that the parents could take their children back to their homes for 30 days and help them get over being Krishna conscious. So, and then Prabhupada came to know about this, and he said this is a great opportunity for us to actually fight back and establish Krishna consciousness as a Hare Krishna movement, as a bona fide religion in the US. So the devotees took it as a challenge and they actually went to the grand jury and they lodged a case where we could fight back this deprogramming mission. And they simply took all Srila Prabhupada's books and they placed it in front of the grand jury for them to read. And they took a look at them and then they found us to be a very peaceful religion, and they actually passed an order to recognize the Hare Krishna movement as a bona fide religion in the US, and it was a major victory for us. So, and it seems Prabhupada is referring to this in the verse where he's saying at present there are there is a at present the people are trying to oppose this movement, but they cannot possibly check this movement or stop the activities of the devotees by their artificial impositions. So Prabhu says that Srila Prabhupada was referring to this as well as making a general statement which is relevant to any period of time, because this happens time and again in several countries. They try to oppose us, try to ban Bhagavad Gita in Russia just several years ago. And it's practically, we can see they are not able to check it, they are not able to stop it. And devotees, at the end of the Prabhupada saying, the devotees now they cannot be called back to their material homes and materialistic activities because they have established Krishna consciousness irrevocably. Irrevocably meaning that there cannot be any going back to the previous life that they were living. So how do we actually reach this irrevocable stage of consciousness where nothing materialistic can draw us back, can give us any interest at all to even think of trying these things or even make an attempt to actually fall back into our previous life? Is there is some effort required on a constant basis. We have to read Prabhupada's books on a daily basis. We have to do our sadhana. Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna will protect you to the extent that you are committed to the process. It's basically Maya. She will get you in proportion that you tend to fall away from Krishna consciousness. There can be occasional fall downs, but just keeping to the process will bring you back and keep you in Krishna consciousness, because then you're following the process and you're protected. So just like it, and it takes time. So just like somebody endeavoring to achieve a black belt in karate, they have to work hard for 10 years. They have to really put the effort and struggle through the difficulties and keep at it continuously with enthusiasm to get to that stage. So it's the same thing in Krishna consciousness. Is Srila Prabhupada said it takes time for you to be established in the stage of irrevocable consciousness till you get the taste of, till you get to the stage of ruchi and nishta where you're firmly established, then there's no going back at all. But then until then, you have to keep at it. And the solution to all the difficulties and all the challenges is just the same thing, do sadhana bhakti. It's the same solution for everything. Is when you're falling back or when you slack or when you don't feel the taste and you're struggling, the solution is given the same, is you chant more attentively, you keep trying to chant good rounds, you do your sadhana nicely, and then automatically you are getting the taste of Krishna consciousness. So, and we can also see that when devotees posed so many questions in regards to the challenges that devotees are having in regards to chanting good rounds, Srila Prabhupada always gave the same answer. He said, where is the difficulty, where is the question of mind? Just sit and simply chant and hear back Krishna's names, and the effect is right there. So he gave the same solution to any challenge or difficulty the devotees complained about. Just sit down, simply chant Krishna's names and hear them back, and be attentive and be in a prayerful mood, as if a little baby is crying for its mother. So this prayerful mood is very much required for us to actually benefit from the full potency of hearing or chanting. So, what else was discussed here? And then we are naturally immune to any materialistic tendencies because we are following the process. Just because we are following the process, we become immune. The Krishna consciousness, the process of Krishna consciousness, the sadhana bhakti, acts as a prophylactic, stopping us from getting back into any materialistic activities that we were very much attached to before. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions that it is the key for success in spiritual life is sincerity of purpose. So when there is sincerity of purpose, then the results are there. So it is the attitude of the practitioner. Srila Prabhupada quotes this in the beginning. So Upanishad, there is I forget actually in the preface to one of so advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. Srila Prabhupada quotes this in the preface of one of his early books. I forget the name of the book. Nectar of Instruction, yes, thank you. So it is the attitude basically that matters when you want to receive the benefit of doing sadhana bhakti, right? And we can practically study from the life and teachings of the acharyas that they gave very much, that they showed by their practical example what is attitude they inculcated and the behavior they exhibited. So though the qualities of a devotee, the wonderful qualities of a devotee, they are automatically manifested just by following the process of bhakti, the behavior part is something that we should put some effort and actually do something to maintain proper attitude, because this is the deciding factor for us to gain from the process that we are following. Otherwise, it is just taking very long time, and then we are wondering why this is not working or why it's taking so much time for me. And we can see from the lives of the acharyas how they reciprocated with their spiritual masters, how they followed the orders, though their heart was into something really and they did not really like to do something that came as an instruction, but they, for the sake of Vaishnava etiquette and to follow the instruction of the guru, they chose to actually give their full heart into following this instruction and actually executing the orders of the spiritual master. So this is something that we should be ready to do, is trying to adapt, be very free to adapt to what is the higher principle, what is better thing to do in a situation. And this plays a key role in our advancement in spiritual life. And the glories of Krishna Katha, I want to speak a little bit on this topic, the effect of hearing Krishna Katha, the potency that it has. Maharaj Kulashekar, when Ramayana was being spoken to him, and then they arrive at the scene where Lord Sita is kidnapped by Ravana, and Maharaj Kulashekar was so much absorbed in hearing that when he heard this, he actually got up with his weapons and he was ready to go and fight Ravana. He was proceeding towards Sri Lanka, towards Lanka. And Lord Ramachandra comes on the scene and says, no need to worry about this, you know, Sita Devi is already rescued. So another thing, how Krishna himself gets into action from hearing his own Leela, when Mother Yashoda is narrating Ramayana to him when he was a little child, is when they get to this stage of hearing about this particular pastime, Krishna gets up and he's saying, "O son of Sumitra," meaning referring to Lakshmana, "get my bow and arrows, now I have to go and fight Ravana." So this is the potency of taking something into action from hearing the message of the glories of the Lord, is actually it puts a devotee into action to do what is needful or what is required to act in that prerogative. It should cause such a desire to act even in the mind. And we see from the life of Narottam Das Thakur how he gave so much importance to following the orders of the Lord, even though he was his heart into what was being with a nice pure Vaishnava that he liked, and having to go and preach in North Bengal, though his desire was to stay in Vrindavan and be with Jiva Goswami. So this, all these examples, they give us a message how to action in Krishna consciousness. And another point I wanted to make was, and how devotees, by reading, even how Lord Chaitanya acts differently in different circumstances. For example, when he wanted to oppose the directions of the Qazi, he took hundreds of thousands of devotees and marched on the streets chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly, and some of the devotees were chanting death to Qazi, and they were actually in a very fighting mood, and they go and address this Qazi's mission to stop the chanting Sankirtana movement. But another time, when Lord Chaitanya was passing through a forest and there was a person collecting taxes, he stops him and asks for tax from Lord Chaitanya himself. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya actually shows himself as just a humble, simple devotee of the Lord, wanting to go to a certain holy place to take darshan. And he starts to cry, feeling very humble, and begging this tax person to actually let him through so he could go and actually continue on his mission. And that this person who's supposed to collect taxes gets very much moved by humility in the Lord, And he actually allows Lord Chaitanya to pass through, and other devotees also get very much shaken by the mood of Lord Chaitanya, how he behaved in a completely different way and did not even fight this person to actually beg him in a very humble way to allow him through. So we can understand that there are different actions that we need to take based on the time, place and situation. We need to understand how to act appropriately for that circumstance, because it becomes a deciding factor whether we actually please Krishna or we actually just do something out of our own accord and just feed our false ego. So there are so many things that we need to be mindful of. Srila Prabhupada said spiritual life is like a razor's edge. One must be very careful and to actually take care of several things to on our own personally do svadhyaya properly, and also do mananam, contemplation, on a regular basis to see if we are doing two things: is if we are actually performing direct devotional service and if we are actually doing something to please Krishna, so or we are just feeding our false ego. So I would like to end the class at this time. We had about 10 minutes and see if there are any questions, comments or any corrections. Thank you.
In an age gone by, I'm talking like the 1960s and 70s, when Srila Prabhupada was writing these purports, our biggest challenge in chanting and staying Krishna conscious was the mind. We always talk about the mind, but this particular time that we're in right now, we have an even greater challenge, even greater than the mind. It's called your electronic device, and it calls you. It makes a beeping sound, and it's so very difficult to concentrate when that electronic device is beeping at you. So how do we control our desire to look at our electronic device?
Thank you, Prabhu. Again, it's the sincerity of purpose. We have a device. We can engage it in Krishna's service, or we can engage it to benefit from helping us read Krishna Katha or associate with devotees to the extent that it is beneficial. So if you are clear on the purpose and use any device in the right context, then it becomes favorable. So if you are clear on what is favorable and what is not favorable in Krishna consciousness, then we can engage any device, any instrument, or anything for the service of Krishna and for our own benefit. So especially with our smartphones now becoming very prominent, there is always the airplane mode which is there that you could switch on during the quiet hours, during japa time. Do not turn off the airplane mode until you have chanted your rounds. And that's a good practice to do, because there is really nothing that should disturb you, distract you at this time. And during the rest of the time, it's a type of material attachment. And essentially, if bhakti is your goal, and if you are clear in your mind on wanting to perform bhakti, then all these things become very tiny. Tiny little things that you can handle, because the material attachments are not so strong. So if the goal is clear, then you can handle everything the material world poses as a challenge very easily.
Go ahead. This is totally separate. You were talking about service and how It's the most important thing is to serve, to get into that mood of service. As a new devotee, if you are put in a service that you feel is not the most suitable for you, should you surrender and just say, you know, this is my challenge, Krishna has challenged me to do this service, or should you make it known that maybe some other service would be better?
So in the beginning for a new devotee, it takes some time to understand one's own nature. We should always pray to Krishna when these things come, such as confusion comes in the mind. We should approach the deities and make a prayer to help us understand what is the right thing for you. We should see how humble we are, that we are actually able to decide this service is not really for me. I know my nature and I don't fit in here. I rather better do something else, and it will help me become more humble and become more surrendered to Krishna. Because the goal is not to do something that you like, but the goal is actually surrender to Krishna and receive the mercy of Krishna. So how effectively can I receive Krishna's mercy? Whether by doing this service I will gradually, maybe I will like it, maybe it is just like with any new job, you start a new job, you really don't like it, but then when, of course, we cannot compare it on the material platform, but it is the human nature that we have about complaining that this, I don't like this, I rather do something else. So I found it personally, myself, approaching the deities and making a prayer to help me decide what is better thing for me, and continue to do that and try to see where Krishna will lead you. Even with regards to association, it's not so easy to get wonderful devotee association so quickly. But when we actually pray to Krishna, then, and be patient, because it may not manifest right away, it may take even 1 year or 2 years, and then Krishna actually puts you in wonderful devotee association, and you feel a lot of gratitude for that. So everything has a process like this. Go ahead.
I thank you very much for your class. I just wanted to add something in connection to the last question and the last point. I was thinking also, this is why there is a kind of a mentorship system. This is why we need association of older devotees as well.
What system?
Counseling system.
Counseling system.
So if a devotee is new to Krishna consciousness and they have any doubt, then they have some sort of advisors and mentors they can approach and discuss. I think there should always be some encouragement for new devotees to speak to somebody. Because if that's not there, then a lot of the time they'll tend to assume that I'm a new devotee, I'm just supposed to be humble. And when they're not feeling satisfied in Krishna consciousness and not having an environment and a forum to share that with someone who understands them and guide them through their problems, it creates a lot of unhappiness, and sometimes people can leave the process also. So the whole thing about doing whatever you're given as a service, there has to be a balance, because we need to be engaged according to our psychophysical nature. And if someone is engaged according to their material nature, then it's easier for them to focus on the process of Krishna consciousness also, because the mind is a real aspect of our existence and it needs to be taken into consideration. So that's just something I was thinking. If someone is finding that they feel they're not satisfied in a service, not to immediately dismiss it as just coming from the mind. It could be a genuine concern that needs to be addressed with the right person. Mm-hmm. It's just wondering, that's something I would ask.
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.